Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip through, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless that be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I five at niggas with bombing. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. What's up? I'm joined by my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going, wrestling fans?
Yes. I'm not Mike Pence, but I'll take a nail for this show.
Yeah.
Yes. Indeed. We just off of a crazy Monday Night Raw with the Shield. Brought the ratings
Shield
up.
Came back. people have been wanting the Shield to come back together for like for a good while, and finally they have heard the fans.
Right.
They've listened to the fans on this occasion. They, you know, which was good.
And they still booed Roman once he speak once he said a promo with the show, but they went up. They cheered for Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. All of a sudden, when Roman speak, nothing.
Because they've been trying to force Roman down on folks for a good while now, and no matter what they do, people might like the Shield, but Roman Reigns won't like 100% get over with everybody.
Right.
Because you know, it's been like 2 years or more, they've been forcing them down our throat.
Yeah, they've been forcing them down, and that's all people say. Fuck you, Roman. Fuck you. Fuck you. You piece of shit. Every time the music hit, Royal Rumble, dirt, 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 dirt. Fuck, 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 man, fuck.
But that pay-per-view was pretty decent Sunday. On the cell?
Yeah, but the main event was the worst match.
We gotta give it to Shane. Shane always finds a way to like, give the holy moments.
But at 47, it's too risky to have your kids out there, and then to have them. They didn't play off with
Kevin Owens,
right? And you know they basically laughing and it wasn't no need for them to be on TV, basically. On the pay-per-view, it was a no call for that whatsoever. And me at 47, Shane is calling for broke, for ribs and other parts.
Yeah, that is true. But you're at risk getting something broken or something like that. But I said 47, you gotta admit, the man is doing good at 47. I mean, he is doing extremely good. I mean, I have never seen, I cannot think of a superstar that looks good losing like Shane. I don't think Shane has ever, like, beat a wrestler. Not, you know, Shane comes to memory. I know he beat his dad once at WrestleMania, but a wrestler, he always used to a wrestler, but the guy always, like, gives the moments, the memories and everything about what he does.
Right.
And I take, you know, I respect him for that.
Yeah, but he just needs to, basically, that it will cut. Hopefully it won't catch up with him when he get older or like that, yeah. He already proved, but he for the years, he already proved himself that he's, that he took so many risks, even with Steve Blackman and other things, basically.
Oh, yeah. Steve Blackman, Tess, Kane, Kurt Angle. Oh, man, a triangle match he had. You know, doing an attitude era.
I'll say that was one of his best ones, yeah.
Yeah, that stands out. Now, talking about matches, the first match, the tag team match, boy. Now, if this was an attitude era, you would see some kind of blood. Because they went at it. Boy, did they went at it, both tag teams. I'm not upset for winning. I mean, that was just a great match. I won't call it a classic match, but that was just a great match.
True.
You know, it kept everyone's interest and everything. And those candlesticks, boy, they were going to, I don't know how many times they got hit with candlesticks, but man, they were, They lit them up with those candlesticks.
Wow. But they got to realize that that they need to build up more with other matches. I mean, New Day was should have been in the middle of the of the show instead of the opener.
Right. That's
Right, and Jinder Mahal is basically not getting his title run has failed basically, and it hasn't gotten a buzz, not in, even India. I think the biggest buzz of India was Impact going at it. India and Sanjay Dutt win the S Division title from there. And even though they're trying to go to India now for a house show, probably going to be a TV taping of Jinder Mahal going, as the title holder. And Vince still doesn't see it, basically, because they took basically a low mid-carder, a jobber, and made him into a main event title run, basically. And it's not catching on. Their attendance are low for SmackDown for several months now, and it's like no one doesn't give a damn, and not they want to see the belt around Nakamura waist.
Yes. Yes, yes. I will not disagree with that at all. I'll be 100% for that. And I want to see Nakamura fight like AJ Styles. Okay, oh my goodness. He could put him against so many wrestlers. Oh man.
Right.
That would be good. Oh wow. Him and Kevin Owens go at it. Oh man, that'd be good. He'll be over big time. He's already over. Well, Kevin,
right.
He would. That would be great.
True. It would definitely be great.
I was really into the women's match, Natalya and Charlotte. I mean, it was a good match, don't get me wrong, but I didn't like the ending too much.
But we've seen this so many times with them having matches, even at NXT and other shows, basically. It's basically a continuation of the feud, basically. That also could involve also Carmella also cashing in the Money in the Bank, basically. I think they're trying to stretch it out by Rumble time, yeah.
I like Carmella. I like her. She's meeting me for a heel, female heel. I like her.
Right.
I'm not too. Alexa Bliss annoys the crap out of me. I mean, she gives like good promos and all that, but she just I can't stand her.
Right. And Carmella, they don't. Most people don't know that she's a second generation wrestler. Her dad was actually a contract wrestler from WWE as a preliminary guy.
Whoa.
In the 80s.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's a cool fact. You know yourself, Wayne. You definitely know yourself.
Yeah. And which, you know, NXT. In which NXT, I give credit that when she was at NXT, Triple H put that over, basically. When she was as a top contender of the women's belt that time. And but she was at, during that time, she was playing the babyface character, basically. With Enzo and Cass. But Vince fucked it up. They went in different directions. On the main roster.
I have a question for you. because you want to know about women, WWE women wrestlers. Sasha Banks, she's getting a bad reputation with the fans. Is that, is she, that's because she's very young, don't understand, or she just doesn't really care about the fans?
I mean, it's like both stories, basically, that she doesn't really think that time when a fan was stalking her that time just to get her autograph somewhere in the hotel, and she didn't have time for it and stuff.
You know, she's got,
I think,
she got
it's basically
flag.
That, but yeah, she, it, like the pressure and stuff from her, basically.
Yeah, there's two flips I put. Now, I've been a fan for a good part of my life, okay? I have gotten autographs. I have met rappers all throughout the years. But as a fan, I knew when to approach a wrestler and when not to approach him. You know, sometimes fans just don't know. You know, I give a little bit of, I defend it a little bit. But at the same time, most of the wrestlers I met, most of them, except for maybe two, were always willing to get your autograph and shake your hand or something. I waited Rick Flair and Ken and Barmore. I waited 2 hours outside a restaurant to get his autograph. 2 hours. Because Stanley was there eating anything, and he came outside. I don't get it. He was all cool and everything. He had those security guards around on anything. And Stanley was cool with it, too. You know, but as fans, we got it kind of worked both ways. Because fans, we need to know when to approach the wrestler and when not to. And the wrestler's got to be more, you know, more open minded. You know, that's the way I see it. You know. Some of the coolest wrestlers I've met ever. Let's see. Wade Barrett was cool. Chris Harris was cool. Flair was cool. I also met Eddie Guerrero was pretty decent. And that's just the name of three, you know, that I met over the years. Bob Backlund was incredible. He was funny. You know, I talked about someone from Baltimore. He talked about how he used to wrestle at a Baltimore Civic Center back in the day and everything. He was like, and he just yelled at the one fan right before me. But, you know, he was cool with me and everything.
But yeah, some stories of, right, some stories of Backlund of that, he'd rather, you know, them to, people to have manners, basically, when when he's speaking to them and stuff. And that's what led to, basically, later on, the Mr. Backlund character.
Oh, we lost a couple of, we lost Lance Russell about recently, and we also lost Bobby the Brain here. Oh, man.
Another sad case, basically. It's sad. That basically a legend, basically that definitely that he can he could have had his sitcom.
Really? Whoa. I mean, he was entertaining, that's for sure. He definitely and he was a good commentator. You know, I remember him managing Rick Rude. That's the first time I was exposed to him, managing Rick Rude and everything. Now, I don't know how old Rick Rude among the other managers, you know. I want to say who was the greatest manager of all time. I can't even begin to say that. I have a good idea who was the greatest wrestler, but greatest manager, I had trouble doing that. You know, because there were so many. Jim Cornette, Party Dangerously, Freddie Blassie, the Grand Wiz, you know, it goes on. I cannot say who's the greatest manager. Do I battle? Pardon me, I cannot say for sure. Slick, you know.
Yeah, but Bobby Heenan made you laugh, basically. He made everyone
laugh,
basically.
He did.
And his combo with Gorilla Monsoon was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was. They were a good team.
I can see it now. Him asking Bobby Heenan asking Gorilla. Hey Gorilla. Trump told me to have me over to the White House, but I decided to take him. He said no nail, and Gorilla Monsoon said, "Would you stop?" Brain.
Now he was, that was best. Graham soon, him and Gorilla Monsoon were good. And then Tony Savini was, they were good, but they weren't like, you know, Gorilla Monsoon and him.
Wow.
He's a nice blackjack too, didn't he? Bobby Heenan?
Yeah. He did manage the Blackjacks.
Blackjack Mulligan and Blackjack Lanza, I think it was. No,
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But Lance Russell, I mean, he was. You hear about all these comics. You hear about Gordon Sully. You hear about Jim Ross. You hear about Joey Styles. You don't hear about Lance Russell that much.
Right. Wait a minute, Tommy. We're about to have an intro. For the Duchess coming on. Let me cue the music.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? La. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free smoke, so I type one. Life two, cause why one? Yo, I don't smoke, but I'ma go broke when I burn it all and then buy some. Find a wife, but they type one. Bust a nut in your high, son. Used to have a lot of money, but they gotta take it from me till I'm in the hole like a Dyson. Why we chasing these bimbos? Who are past the prime like they info? Rappers sound is so simple, yet still selling platinum singles. Rapping rich till I've been broke. Sky's the limit, I've been though. Wasn't getting by, I was getting high, but now I'm back to ground like limbo. Cycling God, I'm a half of the fake. I'm quiet, but violently mark on my face. Trying to find out my fight. Goliath, cause I am a dragon who's harder to say. I'm fighting bright and it's starting today. I'll target your heart and I'll harvest decay. Farthest away, to hop in the grave, but I never do harness. I'm part of the prey. Look, the bomb always running. You can say that my bars are cunning. Like if a cactus raw hard to stomach, and I gave him the god that they wanna summon. All of a sudden, I guess she spoke about how I'm cute and she deep throats. Bending it down till her knee broke, and then some must see like it's re-smoke.
Making interest on a real investment with some high advantage like a drone. I come at they neck like a guillotine, even my skeleton scared of the bone. I'm dialed and calling, they bluffing, I'm throwing hands all in the pressure it's on. These rappers get writers on payroll cause they couldn't hear the ocean from a boat. I'm in the mix like I'm Grenady, and I'm taking shots like the Kennedy. I'm talking my drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege and honor to have on here the Duchess. Azalea Ali. Azalea Ali, what is going on?
Hey, the Duchess.
Azalea, how are you guys tonight?
Good, we good.
I apologize about my delay. I'm literally walking downtown Chicago in the rain. I had a bit of travel issues with heading back to Georgia, and it kind of put me in a bit of disarray, but I'm here. So I'm glad you guys are having a good night. Guys, not so much. I'm trying to fix that, though.
Awesome. Yeah, no worries. No worries here. Yes, the Duchess. We finally got royalty here at Wrestling
Absolutely.
Factor.
There you go.
Awesome. Were you a big wrestling fan growing up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I grew up a little bit differently because my father partook in the indie wrestling scene in the UK. So my first introduction to wrestling was British wrestling and like the independence. I wasn't really introduced or like really got deep into the WWE, WCW, WSSL, I moved stateside upon my parents separating. So I moved to the States with my mother, and then that's when I was like, holy crud, what is all of this? Because what I was seeing was completely different. Like, just see at the time, the Attitude Era, just the explicitness, completely different than what I was experiencing just going to the shows back home, where it was just like some really, really good characters, but mostly just really good wrestling with all of the other Fosse. But, like, I was like, what is this? And as a kid, you get gleamy-eyed because it's so new and, like, provocative. And when they said something bad, it was the best thing in the world. So I got sucked in immediately.
Wow. Awesome.
Hey, Duchess, first of all, thank you for thank you for coming on the show. And I have to say, I love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Your accent, I mean, how you put it into your character as a heel, there's nothing more prettier that sounds beautiful than a British woman being evil. I mean, it's a great thing.
I'm glad you are able to appreciate my cunningness. I wouldn't quite say I'm evil. I would say maybe, like, conniving or manipulative. I'm glad you're able to appreciate it nonetheless.
But yes, we definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, I have one question. I've been to like a bunch of WrestleManias, and I have met people, wrestling fans from London. And London fans are very loyal because they stay up like late, early in the morning to watch a wrestling pay-per-view sometimes from America. My question to you is, what are like the two biggest differences you think between American wrestling fans and English wrestling fans?
Okay. I'm hoping nothing I say gets me in trouble. But I feel like British fans have a tendency to be a lot more passionate and a lot more easy to see the good and the bad. I feel like American fans, after being here for so long, are kind of hypercritical at times. And that's not to say that the British fans are not also, because we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, like, a lot of times when I just have my experience when I'm in the crowd, when I was a kid or whatever it may be, they're able to find fun out of it and not try to tear it apart all the time. So that's the biggest contrast I know or that I've noticed, just, like, the fact that we are, like, able to say, okay, I don't like X, but I do like Y. So instead of me booing and, like, you know, disrespecting X, I'm just going to focus on Y. While vice versa in the States, like, I don't like X, I like Y kinda. I'm gonna crap all over X. That's like for me, as a child, it was wrestling was fun, you know? And I don't want anything to ever like take me away from that fun just going out as a child. And for me, my attitude is once it starts being fun in any capacity, I don't need to be a part of the business anymore. So that's why I have a tendency to kinda hate on the car, just find something you like bigger than that.
Well, that's fair. So I gotta admit, there are times I'm like that. I have to admit, you know, when it comes to certain wrestlers, I am. So that's a fair assessment. You know, you're smart. You know exactly what you're saying. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you. I am a lady. Well educated. I appreciate it.
Yes. Also, do you have an athletic background before wrestling?
I'm a sports junkie. Literally played pretty much every sport you could probably think of. Primarily my background is in volleyball and swimming, but I played on the junior varsity football team in the States my freshman year of high school. I was one of two girls who actually put onto the football team. I'm just hyper-competitive, hyper-aggressive. That's always kind of been who I am as a person. And before I got into wrestling, I also studied boxing for about 8 years, and I studied Muay Thai for about 4.5-5 years.
Wow. Now, for football, you mean soccer or American football?
I mean American football. I should have made that. My apologies. I should have made the distinction. I mean American football. Like, yes, I was one of two girls on the all-male football team. Correct.
What position?
I played the tight end about halfway through the season. Yeah, halfway through the season, I tore my ACL, and I was out, and I never went back to it because, like, my knee was never the same. So, unfortunately, I didn't have – well, I knew there was a shelf life because at the end of the day, I'm a woman. So, aside from, like, the LFL, I knew that there was only going to be so much I could do with American football. But, nonetheless, I just wanted – I grew up a tomboy. I grew up with two older brothers, so – I just my whole goal in life was to be just like them. So you couldn't tell me that I was any different from those two.
Right.
Do you feel that playing other sports got you ready for wrestling, or you had to do a completely different training for wrestling?
I'll say this. The things that kind of transitioned well for wrestling for me was I also am a trained I did dance for 12 years. I'm trained in ballet primarily and contemporary. So something like that helped me with things like my footing, overall my strength. As people may if they watch my work, I'm primarily a powerhouse with little sprinklings of different things. So they always help my strength. But like the thing that I've always had trouble with, and I have no problem admitting it, is just for me there was always a learning curve with the cardio aspect. You know, just so that's something that I've had to really focus on training, because at the end of the day, I know I'm extremely strong. I'm always going to have that. I'm naturally strong. I worked that out. That's something I've always had. But like my cardio was a completely different ball game. You think you have decent cardio until you decide to be a wrestler, and it's a completely different ball game. And I am still learning. I've gotten a tremendously leaping bound more so better than I was my first summit. But like overall, on that level, that was probably my biggest learning curve.
Wow.
Definitely. What was it like training at WWA for?
I'm I guess you could say lucky, because I'm one of the few students who had the dwarf training, whereas I trained under Mr. Hughes, and then I now train under AR Fox. So two completely different styles, two completely different people. But I always say I'm lucky to have both, because I took what I took from Mr. King, and I'm taking what I'm taking from AR Fox, and I think it's making me so much more of a complete wrestler. And the thing about WWE 4 is that I've always just gravitated towards, especially after AR Fox came in and took over. It became like he'll tell it all the time, but it's like a family environment. We look out for each other, we motivate each other, we push each other, we want to see each other succeed. And I think it's a new. I think Fox's experience is not like no other. Because as people may or may not know, Fox is one of the few trainers that I can think of that takes his students with him. You know, he takes them on the road. He lets these people who probably have very little experience at the time get to see what it's like to be a part of his business. Because it's not easy. But like he takes you there, he gets you involved early on, so you know what you're really heading towards and making sure this is what you want to do. And it's one of the biggest things he does that I'm always appreciative of, because I get to see these people like growing so much quicker because they are being taken to these places and learning right off the bat versus having to kind of learn on their own and struggle like after you leave a wrestling school and you no longer even see a trainer. So we have a continuous relationship. And I've been a part of the WWA4 family now for almost 3 years. So that's to say that I've been in and out, helping out, going there, still learning all the time. And I couldn't ask for a better environment where I can openly grow who I am as a person and grow who I am as a wrestler.
Now, I don't know. I've seen your matches on BMX Bobby and Ashton Storm. And, yeah, I mean, everyone looks like they're having fun when in the ring with you. You know, I truly like seeing them when people having fun and showing them passion. That's the real deal right there. You just get your passion go through and the fans see it. So I noticed that about, you know, people in and out. Who you wrestle with.
Thank you. Yeah, no, like sometimes it's hard to turn it off. You know, your life becomes consumed with this. It's more than just like a hobby for a lot of us. This is something that we want to make our career. So it's something I'm extremely passionate about. I've always been passionate about it, and like my passion grows every year, and that's scary to me. So I'm like, I came in here like super eager to learn and want to be a part of this, and the fact that I'm still able to feel that way about this just tells me how much of like a special business this is, and like how much I was supposed to be here. Because there's so many other things I've done in my life. I've gone to college, I have my bachelor's degree, And I don't feel that way about my education. I'm like, okay, it's cool to have this as my fallback plan. But at the end of the day, the only thing that makes me want to get up and go and motivate me is wrestling and being in that ring. And, like, there's nothing like it.
Did you ever do UFC or mixed martial arts?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Did you ever do MMA or mixed martial arts?
I guess I studied Muay Thai because my brothers, once again, were huge into it. So I studied with them for a long time. I had maybe two competitive matches, which were more like sparring matches. But, like, it was nothing that I wanted to pursue because from my time in boxing, because I started boxing when I was about 8, boxing, I got a bit concussion prone. So when I transitioned to MMA, it was just more so for, like, to be able to keep having that physical aspect in my life while I was waiting to become of age to do wrestling. Because I was able to do Muay Thai when I was 14 years old. But wrestling, it was like, I want you to be 18. At least when the school I was originally looking into, I was like, I need to do something. I got to stay competitive. I have to stay kind of like, I love combat sports in any capacity. I'm, like I said, I'm hyper-physical. I love being physical. After boxing, I went straight into Muay Thai just for fun mainly because I knew at the time I was recovering from having 6 concussions in about 5.5 years.
Wow.
And it became a point where my mother was scared and I had to kind of pull back off of it because I knew that I was putting myself at risk for long-term damage. But, like, at the time I was a kid, so as a teenager I was hard-headed. But after my last year, I was like, okay, I have to stop. So that's kind of why I transitioned to what I transitioned to. And then wrestling for me has become kind of like the ultimate high because it's physicality. But as people know who may watch the Duchess, I'm a big into character too. Big into like the promo aspect, big into the entertainment aspect too. I try to be as complete of a wrestler as humanly possible. That allowed me to do that. That allowed me to do it, and it's amazing. It literally combines all of my passions into one like amazing thing that people are in love with, and then I'm in love with. So, yeah. I'm sorry. Got a little bit off topic.
Yes. Tell me about your rivalry with Kayla Lynn, a previous guest of Wrestling at Factor Radio, the Party Princess. Yeah, we basically had, you know, some Bacardi and party drinks and I outlast her in the drinking style. So tell me more about her.
So the thing about me and Kayla Lynn were very close for a while because we pretty much came up together. We started within months of each other. I think she came like a month or two after I was kind of getting into the flow of training. And throughout training, we were training together. That was my girl. We would go out, we would party. We would, you know, things of that nature. We would do everything together, you know, work out together, party together, train together. That she was, we're really close. But as most things go, a rivalry is good because we were the two girls who were coming up at the same time out of the WWE4 system, which led to a lot of battles. We've had a lot of matches with each other. And sometimes, you know, my idea is your friends can make your best, you know, your best enemy, your best rival. And that's what we had because even though there were times that we did not always get along, we always trusted each other to be able to put on good matches with each other. We always had faith in each other to make sure we were doing what we needed to do. But like I said, there were times we would bicker and have difficulties and, you know, at times a lot of it's just trying to one-up each other. And she's hyper. Like, she comes from, I'm sure you know, she comes from the amateur wrestling background. And like I said, we both come from like those kind of competitive backgrounds, so we are like just hyper competitive with each other, and I love that about our dynamic, especially my first year, because I'm about a year and a half in now. And like just knowing I have somebody that is challenging me better, even if we weren't on the same show with each other, I'm just watching what she's doing. I'm like, oh my God, she's doing this. I need to be doing X, Y, and Z because I can't let her be better than me. So, it was a healthy rivalry. But at the end of the day, she's one of my favorite, most favorite people I've ever worked with. I would wrestle her tomorrow if I had to. I wrestle every day if I had to, because I just know that we're able to. The more and more we wrestle each other, the more we're able to know that we work well with each other. And at the end of the day, as long as I'm able to get quality matches, I'll put aside my issues with you temporarily. But right now, we're not on speaking terms. However, like I said, she, at the end of the day, if you say, hey, would you wrestle here tomorrow? I'm like, okay, absolutely. So that's kind of my feelings on the Party Princess. And at the end of the day, we had a clash. I mean, she parties, you know, I'm a lady. She kind of had me a little bit outside of who I was as a person. So when I started to pull back and I had to get back to my royal roots, who I am as a duchess, that's when we really just weren't able to survive with each other. But like I said, at the end of the day, we're not communicating, but I would have a match with her any day of the week, at any point, in any stadium, in any arena, wherever the case may be. So that's my feelings on the Party Princess, Kayla Lynn.
Right. Turn up time anywhere for any of y'all. Anywhere, it'll be done, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the ring with also a 5-star, imagine.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Even in the ring, that would be a 5-star match.
That's how it works, you know. You don't have to like the person across from you, you know. I get what I get from the person, and I keep it going, you know. I don't fixate on people. I'm royalty, you know. At the end of the day, you are here to serve a purpose for me. And if that purpose is for you to go ahead and give me a quality match and lose, more than likely, I'll allow you to do that for me. So that's just kind of how my brain works.
Right. And what's your thoughts of working with Dementia Rose also?
Whew. Dementia and I believe, have only had one match, like maybe one and a half matches. Because the one time we really were trying to go at it, she got me when I was actually, once again, unfortunately, dealing with a concussion. But I tried to motor through, and it bit me in my hiney. But, like, she's a whole different kind of monstrosity, you know? And mm-hmm. I really say clash of the types. Oh, we're clashes. I'm trim. I am neat. I'm well put together. She's kind of the complete opposite. She's kind of a rogue, kind of a maniac, kind of all over the place. And, you know, I'm not easily intimidated. At the end of the day, people, you know, I can be prim and I can put together, but, I mean, I'm almost 6 feet tall, so very few people are going to intimidate me. She's probably one of the few people that I've actually, like, had across me where I questioned my confidence. That never happened. But I literally questioned my confidence because you don't know how to always deal with crazy. Crazy is unpredictable, and I'm just not used to dealing with the unpredictable. And that's what you get when you're across the ring from her. Honestly, I want to have a go with her soon. Again, hopefully, if people at WWE for or whoever's listening, I want to go at Dementia the Rose, because she shook my confidence the last time, but I'm sure the next time it won't happen again.
Awesome. And can you tell me about your working with Rising, also the sister promotion of Shimmer.
Okay, well, there's enough. Well, first things first, that's going to be Rise number 5, next Rising, coming up on November 10th, back in Chicago, Bowen's Eagles Club, holds Rise / Shimmer Weekend. And I'm excited, and I'm hoping that they take notice of royalty standing in front of them and make sure that they utilize me this go around. But the first fight was, you know, I had a match, and it was with Raylan, who whatever. But also Shayna Baszler, recently WWE signed me, Shayna Baszler, and it was an experience. She kicked me in my face extremely hard. I saw black, white, and I think purple. However, I was able to get back in there. I didn't win, but I think she took me at least a little bit more seriously. So I was probably 6 months in when this happened. I was probably 6 months into my wrestling career. So for me to be across from like a kind of a female woman, MMA legend, and yeah, for today's day, I am so thankful for the opportunity. I learned so much just being there. Rise is a phenomenal system they have going right now. I'm over the moon to know what Kevin Harvey has been doing and Dave Fraser have been doing to make almost like a system to help us girls who may not have a ton of experience quite yet work so we can work towards those bigger pictures. It's in itself being on Rise in itself is an honor, and it's a great deal for me personally. So I love the place. Great energy. I got to meet a lot of people I like, a lot of people I don't like because I don't like a lot of people. But overall, it was just a great experience for me. Like I said, I'm looking forward to November 10th back in Chicago, Bowen Eagles Club. More than likely, I'm royalty, okay? They're going to have to. They have to use me again, right? You guys, right?
Yeah,
you agree, right? Absolutely.
I agree, yeah.
Oh, there you go. So more than likely, you'll be seeing the Duchess, Hi Dolly, in November. But nonetheless, it's like I said, if there's any girls out here that have a question, participating in these seminars that lead to you being on shows with people that you have never imagined being involved with so early in your career, don't hesitate. Rise is just a great momentum. It brings your momentum up in a really, really quick way, and I feel like I've learned so much quicker from having that experience so early in my career. And I always tell people, like, I feel like I'm so much better because of it. I feel like I'm so much more advanced because of it, because it just makes you want to work harder, let alone forces you to work harder when you have someone like Shayna Baszler cross the ring from you, kneeing you, hurting your ribs. But I loved every moment of it.
Right. And she's another former guest of alumni guest of Wrestling It Factor, and basically a lot of luck that she's in WWE from this. This show basically been luck for so many indie talent that end up being in the major leagues real quick, basically. It's like a good luck charm, Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Perhaps. I mean, and hopefully, like you said, you have Shayna Baszler, you have Kiara Hogan, who's another friend of my own, who I've had matches with. It's so good to see these girls getting opportunities in these bigger places, because at the end of the day, they put in the work. And I couldn't be more than happy for both of those girls, especially Kiara, because at one point, me and Kiara trained together, so it's always great to see someone that I, like, put in the time with. And saw their growth. So I remember when she was at an announcer, you know, when she wasn't even wrestling yet. And to see where she is now, I'm so proud of her. I wish her all the best. I wish both of them all the best.
Right. And would you like to face also Saraya Knight, also another pioneer of the British women's wrestling also?
Dude. You don't even know how big of a dream that is for me. literally, when I was still a fan of Shimmer, because people, everyone doesn't know this, but, like, I used to go to Shimmer shows when I was, like, 15, 16, 17 years old. Literally, teenagers in the crowd. I met her. She intimidated me. She grabbed me. And from then on, I said, whenever I am ready, I want her. I need to have that match. It is something I yearn for. If it happens, I will be over the moon. But at the end of the day, yes, absolutely. I think it's a good, interesting story, because I am more like her. She's kind of that gritty, you know, gritty, dirty, takes weird shortcuts that I would probably never take, because at the end of the day, a lady doesn't take shortcuts. But nonetheless, I think I'll be in that contrast because they both are from the UK. However, I am more of the pompous. I don't want to say I'm pompous. That's what people have described me as, pompous. I would say I am just of a certain class that people are not able to reach. But we have that contrast. I think it would make for a freaking jolly good time. I would want that so much. But
See that in the UK also.
That's all I'm saying. I will fly. Willing to fly.
Yes, definitely. Saraya Knight is a legend, and she worked good as a heel also. It reminded me of like one of the Osborne members of the Osborne, like a Sarah Osborne or Ozzy Osborne, the way that she be hitting those one-liners on the fans or opponents also.
She's so clever. She is so clever. If I can reach, I'm pretty good, but if I can reach half as good as she is, I will have made it. She's a clever, clever woman. And, I can see her. She's a very punk, has an edginess about her, and, I'm all about it. But yeah, she's a huge pioneer. And before I even moved here, I heard about rumblings about her. So, it's great to see someone like she motivates me because she's still going so strong. You can't tell her nothing. That woman is like she loves it's her whole family's business. They have schools, they have their own promotions. They own this is them, and she motivates me so much because she just keeps going, and it's just beautiful. It's lovely.
Yes, definitely it is, definitely. And do you have any plans one day to go to also other places like Japan or even Canada, the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I have my passport. I'm ready to go. I've been in talks with some rumblings, actually in Canada. Japan is like a huge ultimate goal for me. As someone who grew up as a huge Japanese wrestling fan, it would be a huge honor to actually be able to work there at some point in my career. And it would probably, for me, that's like a pinnacle for me. That's it for me. I want to be able to work in Japan. And like a huge pinnacle for me is when I go back and have my first match in my home country of England. That'll be a huge deal for me. I had wanted to do it before, so someone close to me passed away, unfortunately. But nonetheless, I'm going to still do it for him, and in his honor. So those are huge goals for me, and I have every point of mind to make it happen for myself very soon. Because my timetable is completely different than everyone else's. I want it all now.
Yes. Awesome, definitely. And what's your thoughts on the WWE Women's Mae Young tournament?
To say the least, I was hugely inspired by that. I was going through a bit of a rough time just with my whole attitude about wrestling. And like I said, I lost someone very close to me. I was feeling very down, and then when the Mae Young tournament came around, and unmotivated, there were so many women there that I have met, that I knew, that I had, shared locker rooms with. It was phenomenal. It's so good to see them taking the women and seeing their worth, and giving them an opportunity to kind of be the only stars of a show. And the scene of success that came from it, phenomenal. Like I said, there's so many girls that I knew, and I was like, I'm so happy for them. A lot of girls from Arise, a lot of girls from Shimmer. Like most of those, I think over 50% were like Rise Shimmer related talent, and that's actually real. So seeing it, I was like, dude, anything is possible. Anything is possible. It may take you a little longer. Some people get it immediately, some people do it for a little bit longer. But for the day, as long as you get that payoff and you get that moment, I was like, this is so awesome. There's so many great matches, too. Holy guacamole, I don't want to say anything profane. there were so many good masters. I'm just like sitting there watching with my notebook, like learning and taking things. And oh, that was you know, it was. I'm so happy they did that, and hopefully they keep this momentum, seeing the worth of women wrestlers, and continue to show, like, elevate us and keep us with their visibility, because I think the women are more than adequate and more than capable if they just allow them the chance to do so. And I think the Mae Young tournament was just like a little snippet, snippet of what the women are able to do, and I think they saw it, and hopefully they're going to keep this going, because those girls were phenomenal.
Yes, they were, definitely. Definitely a lot of international talent also in it, in that tournament also. The Toni Storms, the Piper Nevins of the UK, it was awesome.
Aisha Raymond, another Brit. Yeah, it's phenomenal. We have New Zealand, Australia, like, it was lovely. Scotland, Germany, Alpha Female. It was. I loved it. I loved every moment of it. It's so good to see so many people from so many parts of the world come together for this one mutual thing, and like have some barn burner matches, and just show like what women can do when you allow us to be able to do it. Hats off to WWE for putting on a Mae Young tournament.
Yes, definitely. Pass off to them, and definitely Triple H, the guy that pulled the strings to get the show and the talent together, basically did a phenomenal job, basically. And Triple H has an eye for talent, definitely.
Completely agree. It's been amazing seeing him trying to kind of transition into that role, and like he's been great for the industry as a whole. So lovely. I love it. I'm so happy.
Right. And would you like to plug any upcoming shows for the fans out there that's listening?
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm still coming back from a bit of a hiatus where I took a little bit of time off from taking shows. And I've also had like a nagging shoulder injury, unfortunately. Let me let you pass. Nagging injury, unfortunately. But however, in Huntsville, Alabama, I'll be back at New South Friday the 13th, special Halloween spooky show. Super excited about that, because that's a place where I'm not only just the Duchess, but I'm a part of a whole monarchy where we have our prince and we have our king. And we are absolutely dominating that place. Barry Black is the heavyweight champion. My two boys, Prince Apollo and AJ Gray, will more than likely be the tag team champions before you know it. And as soon as they get a woman's title, I already know. Who's going to challenge me? But that will be this Friday the 13th in Huntsville, Alabama, New South Pro Wrestling. As far as that, I will be having, like I said, the Rice slash Shimmer Weekend, November 10th, 11th, and 12th. Aside from that, like, just pay attention, because I'm definitely, just pay attention to my social medias at Azali Wally on Twitter, on Facebook, it is Azali Austin Ramirez, on Instagram, once again, it's Azali Wally. I'm definitely going to make it a point to be more social, to get my information out there, and to show you guys when I'm going to be getting my bookings upcoming bookings, seeing as how I'm a lot healthier right now, and I'm in a lot better headspace, and I'm just ready to like spin heel kick so many ladies in the face. I want to kick them all and drop them all in the head with my driver.
The A to Z driver.
A to Z driver.
Oh yeah. How did you come up with that move?
The A to Z driver?
Yeah, how did you come up with it?
Actually, and I won't go lie, Rikishi did a variation of it back when he was still in WWE, and I know everyone's not like, oh, Rikishi is a huge fan. I'm a fan of Rikishi. I happen to like the entertainment back with him, and I saw it. I was doing it, taking it, making it my own. I also have another move that I'm going to be debuting soon. It's going to be another like super sick finisher that I have. It's It's like a crucifix powerbomb shillelagh thing. It's pretty dope. But like at A to Z Vibe with Sweaty Heaven, I name it A to Z Vibe because you're up from A and then you're at the bottom of the alphabet from Z when your head's on the mat. So, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But that's the origin of A to Z Driver.
Yeah, that's definitely a holy shit moment right there, that finisher.
Woo, I feel bad for them. Like, I feel literally, like, I feel bad for them. I mean, I don't feel bad enough to not pin them or feel bad enough to, like, let them get up or for those to put them back down, but I feel bad when it happens. Like, oh, that really sucks. All right, match is over. Because, you know, when no one kicks out from the agency driver, okay? No one kicks out from it.
No one.
Go, girl.
Thank you.
All right. That's definitely a killer finish, basically.
Gotta show them the power. Gotta show them the power. And but mind you, I'm hitting with men and women. So it doesn't matter. Like, anyone can get to A to Z Driver, and I will, and you will be done. You will be incapacitated, and I will just stare at you and, like, cover all your face talking to you. So, yeah. I love it, and it gets the job done, and that's all that matters.
Yes, we could see definitely a long winning streak with that move right there, and that will lead to multiple titles, definitely.
Oh, thank you. Like, I completely, utterly agree with you. And be ready to see the Duchess with a lot more gold, especially in 2018, because the hesitation, the injuries are gone. So, ladies, or gentlemen, whoever, be on the lookout, because I'm not playing, I'm not holding back anymore. I'm out for blood and I'm out for titles. And I'm out to make everyone a little bit better of a person, because when you wrestle me, you become a lot more distinguished and a bit more classy. That's what I try to do. I leave you a better person than when you always step to the ring with me. I'm a giver.
Yes. Yes, no, yep, definitely. It'll be a lot of it will be a lot of bashing days, definitely. With that move, definitely.
I agree.
Also, who would you like to face down the line in the anyone that you haven't faced yet?
Oh, a whole lot of them. Literally. You know, I there's so many people that I grew, like I said, I grew up on independent wrestling. I grew up going, I spent my formative teenage years at Shimmer shows, you know? So, like, Mercedes Martinez has to happen. I have to. Literally one of my idols. Lucy Stroll. Someone I'm dying to have a match with. As far as, like, on the WWE side of things, just because of a curiosity factor, I know she's kind of like my height. I get comparisons to her quite a bit. But like Nia Jax, just because I think the WWE is just super interesting to have that match, because everyone seems to want to see it, or I'm always being said, like, people say I'm like David my out of my little Nia Jax, even though I think I'm wrestling before Nia Jax, but I'll take it. And Charlotte Flair, because another girl who has size on her. I love having matches with girls who are my own size, so like even a little bit bigger. I like that challenge, because people like Kayla Lynn, Party Princess, like, you're swinging around. I mean, she's like 5 foot nothing, literally. I didn't see what I'm doing, and I'll be a little more tactical, because I am a very intelligent wrestler. I would love to be able to play with that a little bit more, so those are probably like two of the top girls that I would want to do on the independent scene, two of the girls I would want to do with on the WWE side of things. You know, the delicious name. There's so many Japanese girls I would love to wrestle too. Like Kiko Toshida. I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's endless. Literally an endless list. And I'm hoping to start taking some of those off next year.
Right. And we could see, you never know, a dream match of Sister Abigail, Bray Wyatt. It could be a gender match with working with you in the future.
Oh. I would love that. You know, I know in intergender wrestling has a sense of taboo still surrounding it, but, like, some of my most favorite matches have been intergender matches. Like, such as the series I had with Ashton Saw WWE 4, or like Damian Parker, we had a bond butter about a month ago, about like 6 weeks ago. It's like the last match I had before, like, I took the break from my shoulder injury. Barn burner. I'm all about it, and his is kind of weird because he's kind of a girl, but he's kind of not. Absolutely. Please. I'm a huge Bray Wyatt fan. I love him back in his Husky Harris days. You know, I had a huge crush on Husky Harris. So, please. Absolutely. I'm here for it.
Awesome. Definitely, and also that Bray Wyatt is another one that's also in the hip hop community. Also, his twin Action Bronson also.
They do look a little similar. I see that.
Right. And Action Brunson brought that up before that he's a big wrestling fan also.
Awesome. It's always cool to see that crossover, that legitimate crossover, so like people legitimately care about the wrestling. So it's always cool to hear that crossover.
Yes. Azza Ali, it was nice to have you on the Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. I'm so happy I was able to honor you guys with my presence, and you guys got to experience a bit of the Duchess. I would love to come back at any given time. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to be part of your show. I wish you guys continued success, and I wish for myself to have my continued success. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. We wish you the same way.
Keep that good attitude.
Yes, you definitely the future in the big leagues, definitely.
Have a good night, Duchess.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for that. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Azza Ali. Yes, if you want to download this show, it's right up blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingFactor Radio or our fan page on Facebook. Wrestling It Factor Radio /It Factor Entertainment Radio for this interview and other archives also. And check out also the group page also at Wrestling It Factor Radio on Facebook. For Tommy Two Chips and Wayne Benitez, I'm about to sign up. Later.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? La. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free smoke, so I type one. Like two, cause why one? Yo, I don't smoke, but I'ma go broke when I burn it all and then buy some. Find a wife, but they tight one. Bust a nut in your high, son. Used to have a lot of money, but they gotta take it from me till I'm in the hole like a Dyson. Why we chasing these bimbos? Who are passed around like they info? Rappers down, it's so simple, yet still selling platinum singles. Rapping rich till I've been broke. Sky's the limit, I've been though. Wasn't getting by, I was getting high, but now I'm back to ground like limbo. Cycling God, I'm a half of the fake. I'm quiet, but violently mug on my face. Trying to find out my fight. Cause I am a dragon who's harder to say. I'm fighting right in the start of the day. I'll target your heart and I'll harvest decay. Farthest away to hop in the grave, but I never do harness. I'm part of the prey. Look, the bomb always running. You can say that my bars are cunning. Like if a cactus brought hard to stomach, and I gave him the god that they want to summon. All of a sudden, I guess she spoke about how I'm cute and she deep throats. Bending it down till her knee broke, and then some machine like it's re-smoked.
Making interest on a real investment with some high advantage like a drone. I come at a net like a guillotine, even my skeleton scared of the bone. I'm dialed and calling, they bluffing, I'm throwing hands all in the pressure, it's on. These rappers get writers on payroll cause they couldn't hear the ocean from a boat. I'm in the mix like I'm Grenady, and I'm taking shots like the Kennedy. I'm talking my drinks at a remedy, my thoughts are darker than Hennessy. I'm proposing young with a wedding ring, supposing I couldn't just let it be. I'm bolder than capital lettering, my flow's getting stole by a veteran. Taking shots like a vaccination as I set fire like a concentration camp. The best writer getting better and you got a resume about the size of an eyes of an Asian man. I make cuts like razors can. You ride out, you raising brand. You buy bars like candy, can we get a reset like Plan B? Damn. On top of the class like a Letterman. The studio truly my residence. I trump on when I set the presidents. You making sense like Chinese to a Mexican. Been cooking like I got an empty stomach. Treaded for meals so I gotta run it. I'll dead it for real while they head over hills. For the godliest flow, I'm the second coming.